The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by EdgeBoost. EdgeBoost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. Welcome to a Stanley Cup Final Eve edition of the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ryan Dover. With me tonight is my co-host, Joel Meyer. How you doing tonight, Joel?
Bored, sober, nothing going on. But I am absolutely invested and interested in the French Open. That's where all my attention is at this week. It's been a wild up and down tournament so far at Roland Garros. I expected a bit more chalky of a tournament, but so far there's been a lot of upsets, which has both worked for me and worked against me. I mean, they knocked a lot of my outrights way too early, and but at the same time, I've been betting a lot of dogs, so that's been going well at least. So yeah, looking forward to finally being able to watch the sport tomorrow, Saturday. Going to wake up early in the morning. You know, I haven't been able to watch too much so far because, you know, I have a thing called job that I have to go to every day or almost every day.
Yeah.
And the matches are on at like 2 o'clock to noon, basically. So it's not ideal timing. But Saturday, I'll be up bright and early Sunday, bright and early, and then finally get to see this tennis with my own eyes.
Yeah, not going to be much sleep for you then between tennis and the hockey. It feels like it's been a long time since we were able to watch some hockey, a long week here, but finally back at it on Saturday.
That's why I'm sober today, and I'm preparing for the bender ahead of me.
I thought you were going to open talking about the golf tournament. Aren't you on Patrick Cantlay?
No. I fucking give up on golf, man. terrible year in golf. I did bet a couple guys, but I haven't really been following. I know Talon is he bet like fucking 20 guys again and all the favorites and all that. That explains why he comes in every Monday. Oh, I got this guy, I got this guy, I got this guy. He wins every week. Anyway, I bet some Burns. He's falling apart. Who else did I bet? I bet Batsuyama. I did bet him. So he's in the lead.
All right.
He's
just behind Justin Soo, -7.
Justin Soo.
Justin Soo's -8, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, hopefully Matsuyama sticks around, and then I can watch some golf finally on Sunday. But yeah, other than fading Koepka, it's not been a good year for me in golf.
Yeah, and then you got John Rahm. Is that still 6-1 right now? I guess he must be up there in it, so maybe he'll pull it out for one of many guys that he likes to bet on there. But we've had now a bit of 48 hours a bit since we last recorded talking about Stanley Cup Final. Make sure you subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the feed, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. It helps. Might not mean a lot for you guys, but it means a lot for us. Helps really grow the show, especially here as we're winding down with the Stanley Cup Final. If you've been a loyal listener, please do leave us a 5-star rating and review. Tell your friends. Follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN. And get in the Discord, sg.pn/Discord. Always a great time in there. So make sure you get in the Discord and leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple. All right, Joel, any change of heart, any change of mind, any revelations about this Panthers-Golden Knights series or Game 1 over the past 48 hours?
Not really. I mean, we can belabor the point. I've been saying the same thing for like a week, but I've been hearing the same thing from people I listen to. It is nonstop. I made the analogy of the, you know, the hot 3-point shooter and, you know, take a timeout, whatever. And then I heard today somebody making the analogy of a, you know, guy's hot with the putter, but then the next week it all goes away. You lose the fire, you lose the momentum. So yeah, it's a constant theme leading up to this final playoff series with people not believing in Bobrovsky being able to maintain the form that he's shown so far. And I can't say I disagree with any of that. It's funny how intense that discussion is, much like the in the basketball with the Heat, the same kind of thing where they were so hot shooting and it's eventually going to fall apart. And what happened? They didn't shoot so well in game one in Denver, that's for sure. Some of their guys went like 1 of 9, 0 for 10, something like that. They were just like going into it, they were shooting like almost 50% from three, and then they barely shot like 25%, I think, some probably even lower than that. And of course, lost the game to my mighty Nuggets. So yeah, hopefully the same kind of thing runs true here, where Bobrovsky is not as hot as he was before, and just like the Heat shooting regresses back to their regular season form. So yeah, there's yet another parallel hopefully to be made between the two Florida teams here.
Yeah, I pretty much have still my same leans to the Panthers and the over in game one. I mean, kind of leaning more towards the over now because, you know, Vegas hasn't played too hot in game ones previously. They've all gone over 5.5 in each of the first three series, but obviously this is a different story. And I was on the flagship show last night, and it hit me. I don't think Aiden Hill can win the Stanley Cup. It's Aiden Hill versus Sergei Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky is definitely the better goalie. I don't know if Vegas is enough better, like the better team, to the level where it'll make that separate that difference from Hill to Bobrovsky. But as you've said throughout the playoffs, maybe this is just the playoffs where goaltending doesn't matter, and it's going to be the better overall 5-on-5 team, if that is Vegas, even to win it there. But yeah, that's I still pretty much am sticking with my Panthers. I think it's going to be a long series. I think it could be a lot higher scoring than a lot of people think. But I mean, as we said on Wednesday, there's not a lot of stuff we can go off. They only played twice during the regular season. They both had some time off now. So I think after game one, going into game two, we could see some significant line movement.
I'd say I was wrong about the goaltending not mattering, given how these playoffs have gone. I mean, I kept fading Bobrovsky throughout, and he keep proving me wrong. And he was the reason why they've got this far. But as for Aiden Hill not being able to do it, I think that the Avalanche proved last year you can win with an average goalie, just like Darcy Kempert.
I think the Avs were a much better team, though.
Yeah, I guess, but the Lightning are a much better team than the Panthers, I would say too. So yeah, it evens out at that way, I think. But yeah, the Panthers are a team of destiny, I want to say. Like they do have these little the bounces are definitely going their way, and they get the crucial goals that you see from most of these cup winning teams. But altogether, I think the depth of the Knights will carry the day, and Aiden Hill will be just good enough. And like I said, I think Bobrovsky will fall back down to earth.
Yeah, I just hope it's a long series, because if it's like a sweeper in five games, it's going to be all the people that, like you, that hate this matchup just talking about it more, about how, oh, we got two crappy markets and it's going to be a short series. But yeah, there shouldn't be too much separating these two teams. It's going to be a game of bounces to give them the edge. And speaking of edge, make sure you check out Edge Boost. Edge Boost is the world's first Bet Now, Pay Later Visa card. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be an extremely valuable tool. Imagine what you can do with increased bankroll. Get down on some of your favorite futures without tying up your bankroll for months. You can double down on a favorite bet, or even use it to create an awesome middle or hedge opportunity, like I might need to do with my Panthers bet. And they're not some sleazy loan shark. Edge Boost charges zero interest. There's no other way where you can ask us more money to place your favorite bets without paying any interest. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 21 years older to use. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, this is pretty much our third episode now discussing this series and this game one. So we're going to dive more into the prop side of things that we don't normally do during the season, because there's just so many games going on and the markets aren't really that great. But yeah, the markets may not be great for this. But let's start off with series total goals. I think that you can tie a lot into that. On DraftKings, it's set at 33.5 with the over-under both paying off -115. On FanDuel, it's at 33.5 with both the over-under paying off -110. Oh, it was 31.5 on one of those when I looked before, but now they're both up to 33.5. Do you have a lean one way or the other on that?
Yeah, I still like the over. I think even at 33.5, like you said, we hope for a long series, and I think it's likely to be a long series with at least six games. And if you get six games, you just need actually, now that I do the math, it is the finals, and you do expect a lower scoring series. You know what? I'm changing my mind on the fly. We're going under 33.5. Like, yeah, it's hard to see. Like, we're going to need a couple really high scoring goals to get this over, even with six games in the series, to get 34 goals. Yeah, I mean, you've six games, six goals each. That only equals 36. So, yeah, I think we're going to see some 2-1, 3-1 games. So that'll definitely bring the average down. And it's hard to imagine like a 4-4 game like we saw with the Stars series and the Knights versus Oilers. So yeah, I think the goaltender will be just good enough. You know, we shit on Bobrovsky a little bit. Not really. I mean, we love him the way he's played. He's carried the team, but in terms of projecting forward, but I think that the Panthers will play slowly, just like they have, and they'll take advantage of the chances, but they'll be conservative like they have all playoffs long. Totally different from how they played most of the regular season, but yeah. So yeah, give me the under 33.5, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way I would lean. FanDuel does also have some alternate totals. You can get over 36.5 plus 158, over 41.5 if things can be really high scoring, plus 430. Under 21.5, I'm not sure how that. I guess that'd be a sweep with five goals or less in all of them, plus 1100. But yeah, probably a lean to the under. There's no real strong play there. I mean, the market's set there. There's the juice on either side. So, a bet that I looked at that you placed some puck bucks on actually is the series point leader, Aaron Ekblad. You called him out. He's at 130-1. I think you may have got even better than that, but I didn't realize he, I think, led the Panthers in points. Was tied with Tkachuk in the second round, had one goal and four assists. So I like that at 130-1. I'm not sure if you actually bet that or if you just put some puck bucks on it, but I think that's a decent long shot look.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he plays in the first defensive pair. He's on the second power play unit, and he was a Norris finalist nomination not last year. I know he hasn't had a great year this year, but still, he's got the pedigree. And actually, I don't know if he was nominated. He might have been injured, but he would have been nominated if he didn't get injured towards the end of last year. And I guess that injury hurt his ability this year, given the fact that he's given up that number one spot to Brandon Montour. But as far as the defense goes, like, he's still in the number one pair with Gustav Forsling, and he's an offensive defenseman. So 130-1, it's very small sample size here. He could easily win this. He's definitely a better chance than that number implies. So yeah, I know somebody was making fun of me. I guess it was Talent if you liked it, but 130-1 is a great price.
Yeah, I think Talon was making fun of you for it. I was kind of staying silent, but I didn't like it at first. But after I looked into it, he's already done it one out of three times. So why not?
Yeah, and it's a small sample size, right? The 4 or 7 games. It's the you want to take these long shots because anything can happen. And like, you know, 2 points here, 2 points there, and then all of a sudden he's in the driver's seat.
Yeah, exactly. Another potential long shot Panthers guy is Carter Verhaeghe. He's 15-1 to lead the series in points. I mean, he's on that top line with Barkov Duclair, who's on the power play. He could sneak in there. He hasn't, I don't think he led a series yet in points, but he's always been up there. Had 8 points in the first round, 4 in the second round, and then not many in the third round, but he's someone that can score and get some assists in bunches. Anyone you got your eye on for most points or most goals?
Anton Lundell is also 130-1. That's interesting as well. I mean, he plays in line with Sam Reinhardt, who's been blowing up. There's another one you could take a shot on, maybe find a better number on him. Who knows? But I just would stay away from the favorites here because, like I said, small sample size. A lot of things can happen in any given game. And, you mentioned most goals.
What you got? Two more I like for most points. You can find Carlson at 20-1 and Reinhardt at 20-1. They're 15-1. Those are at Canby books. They're 15-1 pretty much elsewhere. So there is some value there if you're looking for a long shot, and both of those guys can put up points in bunches.
Yeah, most goals is a toughie. I was kind of looking at William Carlson, but he still plays in the third line. He's kind of getting lucky with his goals so far.
He's 20-1 at FanDuel, so I like that a lot more than 13-1.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Carlson at 20-1. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Once again, small sample size. I mean, if you're going to lay the chalk here, Tkachuk plus 450 would be the look. I mean, given how he's played these playoffs and just showing up at the right times, and he gets the crucial goals, and he's a clutch player. So yeah, if you want to take a favorite with the Panthers, I would do Tkachuk there, plus 450, and Marshall. So yeah, 20-1 or somewhere around there would be
Carlson
nice.
20-1.
Oh, what did I say? Marshall. So
Marshall. So yeah.
Yeah, Carlson then, and another Panther, I guess, would be Sam Reinhart. I mentioned how well he's played these playoffs. I know he plays in the third line, not ideal, but he's on the first power play unit, I believe. And let me double check that.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
Yeah, I thought so. All right. Yeah, so that's good. And what's you have, FanDuel? I see 12-1 on DraftKings.
12-1 is the best you got for Reinhart. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's a decent look as well. And Brandon Montour, 40-1, isn't the worst either.
For most goals?
Yeah, okay, maybe not. maybe
up there.
110-1. Let's go.
I mean,
back
Montour tied with Tkachuk with 5 goals in the first round in 7 games. So, you know, maybe he gets his legs back after skating 60 minutes in that 4 overtime game. You never know, especially in the short series.
Yeah, and the thing is, the Knights don't commit many penalties to begin with, and then in a Stanley Cup final, they're going to call fewer penalties. So the power play lineups won't mean quite as much in a series like this.
That's very true. That's a great point. Montour is 50-1 at FanDuel and 40-1 at DraftKings. So not too much of a difference there. I do like Tkachuk. He's 5-1 at MGM. He's led the Panthers in goals in 2 of their 3 series so far. Other series, he led them in assists. So if you can find that somewhere, it's on DraftKings most assists plus 450. I don't hate that for Tkachuk. Anything you like there in the assist market, or anything else for the most shots on goal? I guess that's head to head. We'll get to that next. But any other most goals, points, or assists you have your eye on?
Not really. I mean, assists is basically what I'm considering with the most points angle. Yeah. So same kind of guys. I mean, yeah, Ekblad is only 35-1 here, but he's 31 for most points. So that's a much better bet to get the 130-1, 35-1, and. Yeah, I mean, Eichel has been very good in terms of passing the puck. So I would like Eichel at 7-1 for most assists more than most goals at plus 550 on DraftKings. So that's just first look here at this market. But I'm basically taking into account when doing the most points market.
Yeah, most assists would probably be Eichel. He had 6 round 2. I mean, he's been all over the ice. So, yeah, I think Eichel on the most assists, but... Yeah, going back to most goals real quick, I do like Carlson quite a bit at 20-1. He was tied with Stevenson in the first round with the lead with 4 goals and had 5 goals last series to lead the Knights. So he's someone that, you know what, we talked about him. You know what, if he goes off again, Conn Smythe maybe, but you know, go for most goals just to get that 20-1 just in case. All right. I also had some kind of novelty props here that I was looking at. Matthew Tkachuk to score an overtime goal at all in this series is plus 980 on FanDuel. If you're into betting on overtime goal scores, I would just say bet that, throw 5-10 bucks on it. He tends to be around there, if not shorter, if they go to overtime. So if they go to overtime twice, you're getting value there.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet.
Yeah. Over 1.5 overtimes in the series is plus 145. That's probably a bit too low. You'd probably be better betting every game to go to overtime, throw like a half unit, quarter unit on that. But that's an option if you want a series long bet. One or more shutouts is plus 105. With how these goalies have been playing, I could definitely see that happening. And then Bobrovsky to have 50 or more saves in any game, or Hill to have 45 saves or more in any game. Those are separate bets. They're each 4-1. I think those are worth taking because you could get a game to go to double overtime and they get that pretty easily if you want to maybe take that instead of betting overtime.
I was looking at a related market, most saves in the series, Bobrovsky versus Aiden Hill. Bobrovsky's only minus 125, which is, I think it's mispriced here. I think it should be much more favored than that given the fact that the Panthers are spent so much time in their own zone. They've been outshot in every series fairly significantly, and the Knights have been up and down in terms of their shot share, but I think that they will have the advantage. They'll be the team pressing, especially playing more games at home, presumably. So Aiden Hill has a better chance of being pulled for quick than Bobrovsky being pulled for Alex Lyon. You're not going to war with Alex Lyon, whereas you might conceivably go to war with Jonathan Quick given his pedigree, and if Aiden Hill has a couple stinkers. So I think Bobrovsky minus 125 for most saves in the series is a great bet.
Yeah, I was looking at that market earlier. There's just so much to factor in there. Like, if a team goes up big, you're gonna get the score effects on the shots on goal. Like you said, if a goalie gets pulled, that could completely change things. If there's an injury, you obviously can't handicap for that, but that's in there as well. So yeah, I mean, I think Bobrovsky -125 is probably a good look there.
Well, I like the Knights. The market likes the Knights. The Knights are favorites, so I think Bobrovsky should be a little higher.
Okay. And then a few other head-to-head markets here. We'll start with most shots on goal, if you have anything there. I eyed one up earlier. Jack Eichel to have more shots on goal than Matthew Tkachuk. They're each at -115. I think Eichel has outshot Tkachuk. Eichel has 59 shots in 17 games, and Tkachuk has 48 shots in 16 games. So 11 more shots in one more game. And Florida had that long overtime game as well. So I think Eichel to have more shots than Tkachuk in the series at -115 could be a good look there.
Yeah, I guess Tkachuk has been more clinical. He hasn't exactly shot the puck a ton. I could see that. I'm going to go though with Jonathan Marchessault over Sam Bennett for both shots on goal. Like I said, the Knights should be the more aggressive team. The team with more shots on goal. Whereas the Panthers will be, Bennett plays more than Marchessault, that's true. But Marchessault plays on a great line himself, with the line that's been doing, I would say, most of the damage for the Knights this playoff. So and he's a hot shooter right now, 9 goals, and I think that he'll be shooting the puck quite a bit. Whereas Sam Bennett will be more looking to murder somebody. So he's got different priorities. So give me Marchessault at -110 over Sam Bennett. And that's the only one that interests me.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Marchessault is technically the underdog there at -110, Bennett at -120. Marchessault leads the playoffs in shots with 62 in 17 games. Bennett has 55 in 2 fewer games. So kind of similar average there. But yeah, Marchessault with the home ice advantage, they should be in a more advantageous opportunity there to get some shots on goal. Before we move on to more markets here, make sure you check out the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final Contest in the SGPN app. There's series prop and games prop, so make sure you get your picks in before the series and then come back before each game. There's a bunch of different stuff. It's not props. It's like, who's going to win? Who's going to have the most goals in the series? Will this Eichel score a point, I think, is one of the ones for game one. So make sure you get in there. There's a $100 SGPN gift card up for grabs for each contest. Get some sick Hockey Gambling Podcast shirts, hoodies, hats, whatever you're looking for. So download the SGPN app and enter today.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, moving over to the head-to-head goals market. Similarly, I kind of like Marchessault to score more goals than Verhaeghe. They're each at -115. I could see Verhaeghe's someone that's very streaky, and I could see that line kind of being shut down while Marchessault goes to town.
Yeah, I don't mind that, of course. I like that one. I like also Sam Reinhart over Sam Bennett, the two Sams war. So once again, and related to the last one I mentioned, Reinhart has been very his shooting percentage is excellent this playoff series here, whereas I'm not trusting Sam Bennett's ability to maintain his goal scoring. I know he has 4 goals, but yeah, I like Sam Reinhart more as a goal scorer. So I mean, Sam Bennett, I think you'd rather have him as an overall player, given what he brings, his contributions, his physicality, and getting after the other players, being nasty, that kind of thing. But as far as scoring goals, I'd rather have the Reinhart Sam.
Yeah, I had that one written down as well. And also, counter to my shots on goal prop, I like Tkachuk to outscore Jack Eichel at -130. He has 9 goals in 16 games. Eichel has 6 in 17 games. Most of Eichel's damage comes via assists, as does Tkachuk's. But I think Tkachuk, has more of those dirty goals in front of the net on the power play, while Eichel is more of the playmaker.
kind of tempted by Barkov over Stone, but
I had that one written down, but I like, oh, you like Barkov over Stone?
Yeah, just because you know, Stone is not playing 100%, but that burned me last time when I bet. I think I won that one, right? The hints over Stone points.
I think so. Yeah, hints went off.
Okay, so never mind. I mean, I'm not burned. Maybe I should go back to the well. But no, I lean Barkov, I guess. Stone is an excellent player, but he's clearly laboring through stuff, and he's been more of a, much like Eichel, more of a passer so far.
Yeah, looking at it, Stone has 8 points. He had 8 points in the first round. He has 15 points in total. 3 of his 6 goals have come in the first round. So maybe Barkov is a good look there. Barkov, I think, is being just overlooked in general in this series for Conn Smythe, for goals, for head-to-head markets. I mean, there was a long time where people talked about him being one of the most underrated players in the league, and then it got talked about so much that it was like a joke that he was like the most underrated player, whatever. But I think he's someone that could definitely be an X factor in this series when everyone's looking like a Chuck for cycle. You have Barkov in there, the captain, who could come in and be a difference maker.
Yeah, well, Barkov plays more of a two-way game, so his defensive responsibilities take away from his offensive production. So that'd be the worry there. And it's funny you mentioned that, like Hubert Dooby. Oh, fuck. I almost did the Hooby Dooby Doo thing. Jonathan Huberdeau is also in the same camp of Florida players being severely underrated, supposedly, until last year. It was sickening how many people brought that up. You know who's underrated? Jonathan Huberdeau, and then he has 115 points.
Yeah,
he's no longer in Florida, though, so Barkov gets all the shine as the most underrated player now.
Yeah, going over the head-to-head points market, I had written down Stone plus 110 over Barkov minus 140, just for that value there, just because he's outscored him in the playoffs 15 to 14 points-wise, but I didn't factor in the front-loaded that Stone had in the first round against the Jets, who just were a complete shell of themselves, while Barkov has kind of been more consistent for the Panthers. So Barkov coming off a 5-point series against the Hurricanes, maybe that's the way to look, or just to not play that one at all.
I don't have much by way of a bet here, really. I mean, Stevenson over Reinhart? No. I'm thinking of the wrong Sam.
I like Carlson over Bennett.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. But I also don't mind Eichel over Tkachuk plus 120. I just want to fade it at minus 150 Tkachuk.
That's ridiculous. Minus 150. That's a plus 120 is a great call out there.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think Eichel will get too many goals, but I think that he'll be setting up plays a lot and producing certainly more assists than Tkachuk. If that was a market, I would be more interested in that head-to-head and assists, but it's not that I'm seeing. So that's the closest thing I have to a bet in this one. It'd be Eichel plus 120 against Tkachuk, and then I guess another lean would be Carlson over Sam Bennett.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a head-to-head assist on Canby or somewhere. I haven't found it. And then there's some player props I like. Montour to score 2 or more goals in this series, plus 185. Duclair to score 2 or more, plus 125. Carlson 2 or more is even money. 3 or more is plus 210. And then Barbashev 2 or more is plus 145. I believe all of them are on FanDuel and much better odds than either MGM. MGM's odds are awful, and DraftKings only has star players. But if you want to get down on some of those like depth players without counting on them to be the leading goal scorer, leading point scorer, I think that's a good way to do it.
And if you find unders on those, that's even better, because I think it'll be a lower scoring series, although it could go, you know, 6-7 games, but still a lower scoring series. And those lines are always going to be super inflated to the over. So yeah, if I don't think that you'll find them very easily, but if you do, I would look at the under before the over.
Where did you find the Michael Bunting under? Small short?
That was William Hill. Yeah, it's an English book, okay. I guess.
Yeah, it might be available somewhere then.
Yeah, that was a good bet. I mean, he scored in the first game, so I thought, oh, fuck, I got to sweat this out. But then, unfortunately, the Leafs only lasted 5 games, so it ended up cashing pretty comfortably.
Yeah. Also, some player props here on FanDuel for like players to have a total of 25 shots on goal in the series. Tkachuk is plus 120, Eichel's plus 180. So like you could just look at those odds and try to you know see if there's value on the head-to-head markets. Definitely line shop for all of these. I made a spreadsheet looking at DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, and Canby, most goals, most points to find the value there. There's plenty of value out there if you look for it. Any interest in these Stanley Cup final props? Either team to score 7 or more goals in a game is plus 200. That just seems like awful value. There's no option, so we know it's awful value.
Exactly. Yeah, zero. 7 goals?
Yeah, 7 goals in a game, plus 200.
No.
You're better just betting each team total over 6.5 for like a tenth of a unit each game.
Yeah. You can't even find the alt lines that high usually. It's usually only over 4.5.
Yeah, and there's also to odd shame here again. DraftKings is offering Golden Knights versus Panthers any game to have 10 or more goals at plus 180. Just bet the alt total over 7.5, 8.5 each game, and you know what? Maybe you get a 5-4 overtime for over 8.5. So see how that series goes. You get to pick and choose
too. Like
you
don't bet those like in game 7, but you can bet those early on in the series when teams are getting used to each other and things aren't as tight. And so you pick and choose that way instead of just, betting like that dumb price for something that's highly unlikely to happen.
Yeah, I think our listeners kind of know that. That's more the casuals get brought in by those. They also have a team to score 8 or more goals in a game at plus 650. Still not nearly long enough.
Nope.
You have any thoughts on a correct score after 3 games? Do you think it's going to be a 2-1 series, 3-0 series?
Yeah, I'd say 2-1 Knights.
You got Knights 2-1 plus 138, Panthers 2-1 plus 164. That's it. No, just bet game by game. There's a lot of the stuff. A lot of the stuff is just like out there for books to make their money on, pretty much.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, you gotta try to avoid those multi-line markets, the 3-way, 4-way, 5-way, 6-way, 7-way, whatever it is. And just look for those 2-way books because that makes it a lot harder to hide the juice in a 2-way line. And you can easily see, oh, is this 15 cents? Is this 20 cents? Is this 70 cents? Like you'll find in some of those crazy number of option bets.
Yeah. You got anything else on the Stanley Cup final or game 1 here? I do want to ask you about your thoughts on Kyle Dubas saying it's Toronto or nowhere and then just going to Pittsburgh without talent on the show.
Yeah, you know my opinion. I knew he was a fucking worm, and I was just using his family as leverage. And I said that all along, and I'll stick to it. And this has proven me right. Like, and talent is right too. I mean, because he did want more power, and then all of a sudden he pops up as the president of Pittsburgh. But I don't think he's deserving of the power yet. I mean, 1 playoff round in 5 years with that team, not good enough, Kyle. Not good enough. And and terrible timing too. Like the Leafs were just about to have their press conference, bring in Brad Tree living in, and then
why they did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Pittsburgh, trolling the Leafs. I got to respect that at least. And that's when they announced, Dubas as their president. So yeah, it's about what I expected. It'll be very interesting to see, the first time the Panthers play, that's Penguins play the Leafs.
Yeah. That should be good. And I thought about the Trey Levin thing more like, you know what? He showed what he could do with Tkachuk and Gaudreau. Like he showed, you know what? If you're not going to, maybe they brought him in to play hardball. Maybe Shanahan brought him in to play hardball with Matthews and everyone coming up on those contracts. Be like, you know what? If you don't want to sign, I'll trade you. I've done it before. I'll let you walk. I'll let Gaudreau walk. I don't know if that's what he's going for or if he's just going for some puppet that he can control or what have you.
Gaudreau is not the good thing on his resume. You could argue for.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's a good. I'm saying it's a he stood by what he said and was like, okay, if you're not going to sign this, walk. Go ahead, walk.
All right. Well, what else was he going to do? I mean, he did offer more money than the Blue Jackets gave him. So it was just Gaudreau didn't want to be there in the end. But anyway, I get your point, especially about Tkachuk. And that's why the Leafs brought him in. I don't know about playing hardball. I think that it's tough to call. We don't know what Treeling is going to do yet, but the way I'm hearing it is that the Leafs fans want to sign Matthews at whatever price and they'll deal with the rest later, but I don't think that's the way you win a cup as they've proven having so many what, so they're spending $42 million on their top four guys, which is leaving you know, less than half the cap for the rest of the team. And that's not a way to win Stanley Cups, as the teams who've won the Stanley Cup over the past during the cap era have shown. You need to spread the wealth around, more or less.
Yeah, absolutely. That's more of an off-season conversation anyway. Probably long enough here. Let's go enjoy our Friday nights. But before we go, game one, final score prediction, and a goal scorer. Who you got?
Well, give me a 3-2 Knights win and an Ekblad goal.
I'll go 4-3 Panthers in overtime with Tkachuk winning it in OT. I'll call my shot right there. Give me that plus 980 Tkachuk overtime goal in the series to cash right away.
All right.
All right. And I believe we will be recording after game one with all three of us. Should be a fun Saturday night show after the game one of the
season. Oh, we are?
Are we not?
Oh, I forgot about that. Let's do it.
I mean, game two is Monday and we're not recording Sunday. So we have to record before game two.
All right, let's go.
All right, we'll be back at it. We'll see what state Joel is in. We'll see what state Talon's in. I believe he's off either Saturday, Sunday, or what have you. But yeah, make sure you check out the Hockey Gambling Podcast feed. Subscribe to that. Turn on auto download so you get that podcast in your feed as soon as it is published. Enjoy that on Sunday while you're doing whatever this weekend. Oh, Joel, it was like it was 95 Fahrenheit here. I was going to look up what that is Celsius to impress you. 35 Celsius today.
Holy
in Philadelphia.
Shit.
Absolutely. There's a small window in my bathroom, like probably like a foot by 6 inches. I left that open overnight. I woke up to take a piss. I walked in. It was like a fucking sauna in there. It was a bad decision by me.
Well, it is a perfect 22 degrees. That's basically as good as it gets for weather. That equates to about 72 Fahrenheit.
Oh yeah. That's great. That is ideal right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's 7 o'clock in the evening too, so it's a very nice time to be alive.
All right, I make sure you're subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast. Make sure you're in the Discord, sg.pn/Discord. I have not made any bets yet. I will be putting my bets in the Discord. I don't have a lot riding on the Panthers, but if the Panthers win it all, I do win quite a bit because I got in on them late March, early April, and they were, you know, hoping for a Penguins collapse. So I'll probably end up hedging, but I might go against my morals and just, you know, just let this Panthers team ride. They've beat down Boston, Toronto, Carolina. Why not Vegas? So we'll see how that goes. In Discord for all that. Great support system as well. I'm sure I'll be going off all hours of the night with French Open, KBO, whatnot this weekend. So get in there and make sure to check out the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I have a Florida Panthers team preview, Vegas Golden Knights team preview, and then Game 1 team preview coming up. Also a 2024 Stanley Cup long shots to bet right now. We talked about that earlier in the week, but that's article form as well if you want to go read that. But follow us on Twitter as well at HockeySGPN. I am Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at RGilbertSOP.
I'm Joel Meyer, and you'll find me tipping Mira Andreeva to beat Coco Gauff in the French Open. Mira Andreeva is this spicy 16-year-old Russian who has all the potential in the world, and she's going up against Coco Gauff, who has good history at this tournament, but she hasn't been the same this year around. So give me Mira Andreeva. Find that around plus 110. I think that's a good bet. Hopefully you can wake up for it.
That's a 7 a.m. Eastern. What is it? It's not a tip off. It's a start, I guess.
Service time. I don't know.
It's 7 a.m. Eastern service time. I like that. See ya.